Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much for inviting me here for this talk. I mean, I'm somewhat an alien here at the Linux talk. It's coming more from a business school, business perspective. And while doing so, it's clear, or there's an indication that open source is not a computer science issue or an IT issue anymore. It has major business impacts. And at the university in St. Gallen, we have lots of talks with managers all over Europe, all over the world. And I can tell you that all of the CEOs heard about open source, and they're not quite sure what open source is about. So there is some kind of ideas. And on the other side, these guys have to, or mainly guys, have to decide on whether they invest in open source, whether they introduce open source software in their company. So there is some gap of knowledge, and this was the main starting point of this research, which we started 2 years ago in St. Gallen. And in this talk, I would like to give you some information about what we found in some not scientific research methodology following studies, but getting impression of what is going on in Switzerland. Maybe at the beginning, I would like to tell you that yesterday I had a discussion with people from LAMP, and what I realized was that maybe that the Swiss view, and this is why it in brackets on the first slide, that the Swiss view is not the leading view, at least in Europe, related to decision makers. But that this view, let's say, Switzerland is an isolated country in a certain sense, so maybe it differs from a German view somewhat, and would be happy to discuss with you how you relate that to German decision makers. Okay, the talk is divided in two parts. First, I want to present some results from the CIO study, which I've made in 2003. Where deep interviews, semi-structured interviews with managers have been undertaken, and I will present the results. What is the view of the CIO? Thereafter, we decided to discuss the results with CEOs, especially CEOs, of leading IT vendors in Switzerland. And this was a very funny and interesting discussion, and I would like to briefly discuss the results of this roundtable discussion in the second part. Okay, what are the trends in the software industry right now? I mean, I collected some of them. Standards, I mean, that's an emerging topic, becoming stronger and stronger. Modularity as well. Distribution related to globalization. The people have to decide, okay, we are not any longer only in Germany or only in the UK. Yeah, it becomes more and more global, and this means also they have to distribute the software, but also to synchronize the software. Yeah, this is something, I mean, from an IT perspective, we have this topic for decades now, but on the management perspective, on management level, this is something what is still quite growing. Reusability in Evergreen, you have this on and on various levels, and what is very strongly growing is ubiquitous computing, one of the hottest topics right now in decision making or management level and IT level. And what's about open source? Before I tell you about the two stories, just to give you an idea about how we think about products, and especially software products. You are probably quite familiar with what we call implementation one, where we produce products, especially software, according to their functionalities, use cases, designs, and so on. Yeah, how we can use it, especially from the functional point of view. But on the other side, we need to put that functionality somehow into the brains of the people. the people have to say, okay, I know that, I trust this product. And this has nothing, not very much to do with functionality. This is something where we have to implement it into brains and into hearts. There are several features like trust, reputation associated to that. Yeah? You could say, okay, this is part of the marketing department. But increasingly, we understand that designing products means also designing the communication of the product. And I mean, probably all of you have recognized this fella. I omitted the name underneath, but I guess that most of you immediately recognize this has something to do with Apache. Yeah, so this was implemented in your heart and your brain on the right side without knowing anything about the functionalities. And this is something what we discussed with the CEOs, because CEOs decide here, but mainly there. And this correlates to what we found in the CMS study, content management study, that only 45% of content management systems are evaluated before they decide to buy it. 55% say, okay, we take that because somebody else took it. Yeah, has nothing much to do with this side, mainly with that side. So what we have to think about it from management perspective is to think about products on both sides. If you look at it from a communication point of view, what we think about loops, communication loops. And a loop is a community where people interact with, speak a similar language, produce services and products. And what we can dissect is, on one side, we have the ITV loop, independent technology vendors or software vendors in general. They produce their software, they know their language, and they produce according to functional roadmaps internally. Then you have, on the right side, you have the management and IT department, or IT management loop. They speak a different language. This is mainly influenced by Gartner and IDG and IDC and other analysts, and they have more a management perspective. And then you have the user community, people who implement inside companies or for private reasons. And the thing is, in order to sell products, that people say, okay, I take this product, we have to translate language from one loop to another. And the question is, how is open source doing in this communication game between these loops? And on one side, it is, if open source shall become an issue on management level, it has to speak the language on management level. And on the other side, which is an even stronger connection right now, is to connect that with a user community. For the first loop, management loop, we did the CIO study. And for the ITV loop, we had a discussion with IT vendor roundtable. And the third one, which I will not present here, is a study on Apache Cocoon about internal knowledge management, collaboration, and other issues inside open source community. Okay, and the CIO study. You would try to have a coverage of a lot of companies. Let's say 200, 300 companies. And then you use online questionnaires. In open source, this is fairly impossible right now, because the people do not have a common language on open source. They need explanation, and this is something what you can only do in interviews right now. That's what our experience is about. And therefore, for the first study, we decided to have discussions with semi-structured interview with 11 larger, medium-sized companies and big groups, multinational corporations. These interviews were about 2 hours on various topics like personal experience, firm's experience. How is it anchored in the IT strategy? Where is it applied? Then main reasons for application. Very important point, skill management. Yeah, I mean, you can decide to buy a product as usual, but the question is whether you can run the software. And the last thing is experience with open source providing firms. Okay, what's the environment? The environment is that IT in mid-sized companies is still not established yet. They are still somewhat an alien, an appendix. And usually in mid-sized companies, they are not on on the top management level. In big groups, they evaluated quite much and tested software quite early. This decreased recently over the last few years. And the usual situation of a CIO after the internet hype is that he is in a sandwich position between CEO and CFO. During the hype, it was different. He was more independent of the CFO, Chief Financial Officer, but now the financial officer puts pressure on the CEO and says, okay, what are your figures? Yeah, you have to decrease, yeah, go down. Usually, the average time of affiliation in this company of the CEO was about 6 years, 20 years of experience, so very well experienced people. The size of the IT department in total, on average, 200 employees, and in a mid-sized company, between 50 and 100. So a decent department. General experience in all of the companies, we experienced that the first contact was in the early 2000, on average, and most of all, it was Apache web server. Yeah, it came in over the, I will come to this point, under the radar screen of the CIO. The confidence in decision-making of the CIO is quite low. If it is quite low, the usual saying is it's on strategic level. The translation of this word means I do not know exactly what's going on, yeah, so I have to decide on certain parameters, and many on the right side, implementation too, trust, reputation, and other things. More than 50% of the CIOs say that they have successfully implemented open source projects, and the other firms at least say that they plan to implement open source software projects in the future. We asked them, how do you run open source dependent projects? The realization of requirements was more or less equal to traditional projects, so a translation into the usual language. Project costs are usually largely the same. Compliance with time plan, very important indicator for projects, more or less equals to traditional with traditional projects, and some of them say it's slightly better. Training, a very important issue. The most resistant is related to training, switching costs, or like telecommunication people would say, somehow churn costs, somehow switching costs from system A to system B. And this is the biggest hurdle that, I mean, it's obvious that has to be overcome, that some people say, okay, I trained my salespeople, important aspect, salespeople and administration people on a certain application suite. And this costs so much money, I do not want to switch that during my lifetime. That's one of the biggest issues on the on desktop applications. The improvement which comes with open source software is, was said, a reduction of complexity. So what the CIOs do with open source, they try to consolidate software. I mean, that's also an evergreen. Yeah, enterprise application integration, we do that for I don't know how many decades, yeah, and now they try to force or to increase that also, or to reduce complexity that with open source. And surprising, and I think also on the communication side, very important point is better access to support services. Even though that with maintenance fees, you have access to support service, and you pay 70, 80, 90% of the license fees for these services, they say that support service they gain via open source channels are better. Expectations. In the long run, the people, the CIOs want to use open source more and more, And they also expect that the efficiency they gain with open source, and we'll, I will come to that in the context of Linux later, they want to gain efficiency and better exploit their infrastructure. Now, to give you an understanding, I mean, most of you probably have are CIOs of you yourself, I don't know, or have contact with them. What was, I don't know whether it was really surprising, but what came out of the discussion was that cost calculation is something what is, I mean, not done very seriously in corporations. A continuous cost effectiveness analysis, where you can say, okay, I did this project and this is the return on investment for my company, can be done on the pre-calculation, can be done on project project controlling basis, but 2 years after the immediately after the project, the people forget about the project, yeah, and they do not do any, even not the big companies, do any kind of post-calculation of the projects. It's not really a surprise on one side, but on the other side, where everybody is talking about TCO, nobody can tell in the companies what is TCO about. Yeah, and this is mostly related to the missing cost calculation. And that's maybe a reason why TCO is more a marketing initiative than a real figure on which you can count. Okay, efficiency. This is mostly, it's a remark by myself, is mostly an expectation, because people, I mean, if you do not have a post calculation, you cannot really tell about the efficiency of the project. So, in brackets, mostly expectations. On the positive side, better exploitation of infrastructure by more efficient software. This heavily relates also in particular to Linux. The people expect to increase the lifetime of their hardware from 3, usual figure, to 4 to 5 years. Yeah, so this is something where they can count, where they this can be put into the budget. This can be used for planning, and this can be shown to the CEO as reduction of overall costs. Better application and in-house skills, a very important topic. I mean, CIOs and CEOs know that they have very valuable resources in their IT department in particular, and they use that only for maintenance and support services. And the people are, let's say, one CEO told me they are a little bit annoyed about the situation that they only have to do maintenance. Yeah, and it's a waste of resources. And now with open source, they see the possibility to put their hands on the software, and then they can do better products by themselves. That's a really, really important issue here. Okay. Higher impact on further development by firms' engagement. This is, as we will see later, a very difficult thing. The people say, okay, we can do something what improves the software and further development by ourselves, but as we will see later, it doesn't have to do something with donations. So it's more an internal perspective on how to develop software. Shorter release cycles. I mean, this is came out of the study. Yeah, it needs further investigation whether it's really true that the release cycles are shorter. But the perception on the communication sites tells the CEO, that open source has shorter release cycles. To the better or to the worse? Yeah, it's very difficult to decide there, but it's. The thing is, we ask the people whether they can quantify the release cycles, and I mean, on the other side, and they say no. Yeah, they say no, we cannot. But what is an indication for this shorter release cycles on CIO level is that people say there's more activity. Yeah, they contrast that with the roadmaps of larger corporations, and they have 1 year. 2 year roadmaps, and they say, okay, we cannot interact with them, we just have to follow. First point. And second point is that they say, okay, there's more activity, we see more clearly what is going on in that community, and that makes them believe that they have shorter release cycles. As I said, I cannot say that this is true on the functional side, but it's the perception of the CEO. Yes. Yes. The biggest drawback was that the companies say, okay, we invest in open source software. We have to do customization for ourselves. If a new release comes up, we have to do that again by ourselves. And this is, I mean, this is some of the things where they say, okay, this makes us, yeah, more defensive towards open source. Yeah, I mean, we'll come to that point later. Yeah, the interaction between the software vendor and the company is, let's say, more on a professional basis right now as with open source. I mean, that's not really a surprise. But this is something where security, I mean, you know the sentence, you never get fired for choosing XYZ. Yeah? This is something what is a major driver, even though it's a very silly and stupid sentence. This is a major driver of decision making on CIO level, yeah, security. And this has to do here. Some people say it's positive, and other people say, okay, this is also a drawback. This is a point I just said. Yeah, I mean, the risk of extended customization. There will be some other negative points later on, so it's not the only one. Then we ask the people the main reasons of the application of open source. Why to invest in open source software for the company? And the first point, gaining autonomy. I mean, that's a major driver. I don't know how IT software vendors treat their customers, but they do everything, I can tell you, everything, as probably most of you know, to get rid of this embracement. Yeah? I mean, they want to gain autonomy. And this is also something what we will see how to deal with open source companies later on. Second point, cost reduction, also an evergreen. Technical innovation, very interesting point. None of the CEOs could explain why they expect a higher level of technical innovation with open source. I mean, talking about strategic level. But on the communication side, reputation side, the people here, all of you are probably in the open source community. You have the attribute being innovative. Yeah, and this is really an asset which most of the companies, of the proprietary companies, would like to have. Yeah, I mean, HP says innovate. Yeah, and here you say, okay, open source people are innovative. So, very important driver. Liberty with extension and customization. This relates to the first point. That they can manage the software later on. Security, interesting enough, one of the insurance companies use open source mainly in their security area because they say, okay, we can customize that to our needs, and we do that for lots of years, and we do not trust on proprietary software only. Okay, now. Looking from a CIO perspective, functional economics perspective, where is it used? I mean, in large corporations, it's widely used in research and development. Also not really a surprise, people coming from the university, going to a company and doing research there, and they bring their software with them. It's a non-managed process mainly. Yeah? The people bring it with them. They usually do not get, for instance, in chemistry and pharmaceutical industries, they do not get support by IT administration. They have to run their own software in research and development. It has no important open source right at the moment, has no important in marketing, in traditional marketing, logistics, human resources, accounting, corporate communications, and administration. So this is dominated by traditional IT vendors. The diffusion of open source, which is the indications are visible, in corporations that mainly depend on digital products, there you see diffusion effects that open source gets entrance into these companies. like financial institutions and insurance companies. Digital product means that the product which a company is selling is mainly digital. Yeah, I mean, bank account contracts, like insurance contracts, these are digital products which they sell. Yeah, these companies and media corporations as well with content management software. Okay, now looking from a technical application area. Office automation, the switch from one application area to open source, there is very strong resistance. I mean, it's what comes out of the study is an indication that this will probably not be the first level where open source gets entrance after Linux. The second one, content management, document management. This is a hot topic for 5 years, about 5 years in companies or even longer. We did a study on the whole variety of content management systems, 300 reference projects, and even though that the people say, okay, we trust an open source content management system, the penetration of content management systems is quite high right at the moment. In 2004, at least in Switzerland, nothing is going on in content management, no experiments on the level of big, mid-sized companies and large corporations. 2004, yes, then we want to do something. Yeah, at least that was perspective 6 months ago. Yes. Okay, content data processing is something where nothing is to gain right now on CIO level. Make a decision on looking for open source equivalents. And middleware and open source, I mean, strong shakeouts by Linux. I mean, this will be the trend is probably that Linux gains the mid-range market. And this is also in particular forced by IBM that penetrates Linux heavily into the host domain by cannibalization effects of their own services. I mean, this is also quite interesting to see. Okay, logistics, finance, and business intelligent, target of evaluation, but not very seriously. Collaboration, no target yet. And security, large companies, yes, but it's only a small fraction. Skill management. This is for people who sell open source software, probably quite interesting to see. On the here, you have the usual, up to here, the usual project management, project cycle, including support, and then additionally donations. What you can see is that people say, okay, starting with design. Design is that they say, okay, we do not really know how to design an open source based system. There we need skills. Implementation, they say, okay, we know how to implement. Only if you say we need additional information or additional experience. Maintenance, they say, okay, there we need major support. We have to develop that in our team, but this knowledge has to be increased. Support as well. And donations, very interesting to see. They say, okay, only one of them said, this is an issue for us. We want to give something back. The other people want to gain. Okay, now let's have a look at the open source vendors. Sales. CEOs say, considered the sales forces of open source dependent companies is being insufficient. Most of them say that they wait for a call by an open source company. Yeah, somebody said, yeah, I wait here, but nobody calls me. So I don't know what the people are doing. Yeah, so this is something what a CIO expects. He doesn't go to a conference like here. He expects a call on one side. And then if you communicate to them, you have to do that in their language, not in a technical language. They say, okay, they tell me everything about communities and software and features and functions. This is not the issue I want to address. I want to address management levels. I want to speak in my language. Yeah, the people have to adapt. And the large Linux distributors, especially the German or former German-based Linux distributor, they say, okay, they start to speak our language. Yeah? Therefore, we can include that into our decision-making process. Trust, mainly depending on reference projects, not so much about reputation in general. Communication and branding, largely considered as important, but it doesn't have to be on a single brand, it's more on open source in general. Legal certainty, rather unimportant. They say we do not have certainty with commercial vendors, so why should we have that with open source vendors or open source providers? Release planning and continuity, very relevant, really relevant. And support with migration from system A to system B. So it's not sufficient to provide a system and say, okay, that's the best of breed or best of open source. You also have to see, okay, how to migrate from system A to the open source platform. Collaboration with open source system, which is derived from that in the same logic, says, integration and maintenance is in-house. That's traditional perspective of CIO. But with design and implementation and training, there are the touch points. And the way how to deal with open source companies here is visible in the sense that they say, okay, we want to set up the project, and after that, we want to cut more or less the relationship to the open source companies and bring them in if needed, on demand. This interferes with an interaction with software vendors right now. Yeah, this is related to the autonomy of software vendors. Because of a matter of time, I mean, I'll go about that quickly. IT topics 2004. I mean, this is not really interesting anymore because 2004 is almost over. Outsourcing number one, integration projects number two. So Switzerland is very traditional. Strategic potential of open source is rated in general very high. The biggest perceived obstacles are political decision-making processes inside a firm. As I said, security. You never get fired for choosing XYZ. They have to declare why they switched to open source and what are the security relations attached to this switch. This is a major thing. Then market analysis, you have to face it, that the major IT analysts for their own business model reasons do not really favor open source right now. And because CIOs mainly depend on these analyses, it's not a surprise that this is an obstacle. And finally, also a surprise maybe, insufficient support by Microsoft and IBM. Even though IBM is pushing that topic quite hard, it's not perceived as a real support of open source. Yeah? Once again, on the communication side. Linux is implemented on a strategic level. That's not an issue anymore. That's decided. Linux is in. But Apache is in with a web server, but nothing else. Okay, where is the organizer? There. I have 5 minutes. We started 5 minutes late. Okay. Okay, the summary, I go quickly across that and want to switch to the round table discussion, which briefly mirrors the discussion with the CIOs. And what we discussed that with the CEO Global Services and CEO Professional Services, IBM, Microsoft, Sun, SAP, and HP. And what I want to present you are some citations of what the people presented or said in the internal discussion. It was a non-audience discussion. Yeah? So this was the reason why the people freely speak about it. I mean, you can get rid of the marketing stuff, yeah, and come really to the real points. The needs perceived by the IT vendors are, I mean, more flexible and secure systems, more freedom, TCO analysis. Yeah? Keep in mind what I said about the overall controlling of projects. Security, availability, maintenance, support, and software maturity. Okay, that's the frame in which traditional software IT vendors see the needs of a CIO. How CIOs handle open source, and here I've brought with me some citations. Open source currently outgrows test and pilot settings. Okay, means it becomes commercial. That's the reason why you also have these vendors here. It's a commercial topic. Increasingly found in mission critical applications. it's heavily related to outsourcing. Today in the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung it was written that 1 million jobs in Germany are under the attack of outsourcing initiatives. So here, and open source is a major driver to decrease costs. Especially IBM is pushing that quite hard. Open source diffuses under the radar screens of CIOs. We had the chance in some of the companies to talk with, not only with the CIO, but also with some project managers. And what was visible is that the CIO doesn't know what's going on in his department. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't really know what's going on. Some of them say, okay, open source, we will test that in the future. And the other people say, okay, let's say, Cocoon, Apache, Linux, blah, 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 PHP, and so on, so on, so on. The whole variety, they happen to companies without knowing on decision-making level. That's the standard right now. I mean, coming below the radar screen. And this is something what is not only a joke, but it's also a very important point for establishing knowledge on open source software inside the company. That's probably one of the most important assets which a product usually can have inside a company, because this is the real pull mechanism inside a company. Okay, rational acquisition increases after phase of emotions and concepts. I will not tell you who said that, but probably you can imagine that some people say, okay, first it was emotions, and now it becomes rational, and now you see that's not so much about it. Decision makers in general are more relaxed. I would say it's not really relaxed, but it's more, let's say, it's a fuzzy perspective about that. But nevertheless, I mean, they are not really anxious about open source. That's, I mean, that's clear. If you look at the strategies which you can derive out of open source for IT vendors, you can say, okay, OSS, on the contrary, I started with cons. And then afterwards I will go to the pros. The cons say open source is more a hope for innovative technology, and this is an unrealistic hope. Open source is generally, I mean, stand up and fight. I think that's a strong proposition. Yeah, I mean, maybe in some software. This sentence was not related to sales. Exactly, the FUD strategy. And the pros, far more. I mean, huge trend, only comparable to the PC revolution. And that's what we do at our institute. We compare that with the PC revolution currently. There are some interesting correlations. OSS accelerates commoditization of software. Some of them say, for instance, Office software will become part of the middleware and it will become free. I mean, okay, you can imagine what this means, for instance, for Microsoft. This would mean that they have no license fees anymore. Yeah, that this is not going to happen, okay, probably not in the next 10 years. It's quite likely, but software becomes more and more commodity. For instance, database software is more or less a commodity, but still on a very high price level. Yeah, there's a gap. It's quite likely that database license fees will go down quite heavily. Yeah, and the MySQL people will probably support that. Office function will become freely, as I said, becoming part of the infrastructure. All server developments are influenced by open source. I mean, this is coming from the server side, and desktop application will follow. I mean, IBM is one of the biggest pushers of this strategy. And IT costs in general need massive reductions. And there you see the different strategies. Service versus product and licenses. Yeah, I mean, the people who push service push that point. Yeah, they say, okay, you pay less product prices, but maybe more service prices and more in outsourcing. Disruption takes place. It's a very interesting term in economics to say, oh, where are disruptions? Disruptions means, okay, where is a major it's not an evolution of products, yeah, with added functions, but it's a revolution. It's a disruptive next step, like from a 9-inch floppy disk to a to a smaller floppy disk. Yeah, that's a more or less a disruption. And I mean, that's for the last thing. We'll sweep away proprietary concepts. I think this is something what is Linux Talk Attack about also. Yeah, sweep away certain proprietary concepts, and it's very interesting to see that IT vendors support this claim. Okay, in summary, vendor strategies, we can distinguish between integration strategy, where companies say, okay, we pull that in. For instance, Broad Vision pulls in everything on open source and makes and tries to establish a new business model on top of it. But also other companies try to integrate open source strategies in their software policy. Differentiation strategy to say, okay, we are here, and there's open source, and here is the gap in between. That's a second important strategy, and both strategies have with IBM and Microsoft very strong companies for these two strategies. Then we have a hawker's tray strategy, Bauchladen, a portfolio strategy where they say, okay, we have everything. Yeah, and this is the main strategy. There, the decision on one strategy, one and two, this is only for very few companies, traditional software companies. Mostly they are related to three. Or complementary strategies as SAP, they say, okay, it's complementary to our software product, so our product, it's additional, addition to our software. Probably this is a temporary strategy. Trends, not a surprise, Linux conquers mid-range market. Linux challenge Microsoft. it's very funny to hear that software vendors, big software vendors, claim that. It's more a hope because they couldn't do it, so they say, okay, now open source will do it. It's really more a proposition than a real claim. OS conquers outsourcing market. You will see, probably all of you heard about that or are involved in these projects, that outsourcing markets is consolidated on Linux, and then the stack will grow. This is probably a strong trend in outsourcing market. And finally, open source equals innovation versus open source equals imitation. And then the companies decide which way to follow. Yeah, that's the position right now. Open source in general is more a service business than a product business for the software vendors. I mean, HP, IBM, Sun look at it more from a service business point of view. Okay, to summarize, as I said, it's a Swiss view. The people here in this hall who say this doesn't compare to Germany might be true. I cannot say. The Swiss market current status in Switzerland is open source successfully diffuses in all loops, on all levels. Application loop is a driving force coming in under the radar screen and going up there to decision-making level. Management loops gets attentive, yeah, but they are not knowledgeable about this topic right now. And the IT view starts taking OSS seriously according to their different strategies. Important point, this is not covered but by these two studies, but with many talks with open source spin-off companies in Switzerland. The business models of open source vendors, which can nurture these strategies in integrating open source in companies, are quite unclear. We need a better understanding of feasible business models and the connection between the blue circle and the yellow circle is not really connected. It needs better communication, it needs better professional services on this level. Thank you very much. question is, how you term open source? Is it a product? Is it a service? Is it a general term? As usual, it depends. LAMP, for instance. LAMP is trying to establish a brand name for a collection of services and products. Very interesting, very interesting. I think open source in general as a brand is too broad. Yeah, you have to come in packages, in solutions. Yeah, so I think thinking in solutions and thinking how to design that on a communication level will require brands. Yeah, it will require strong brands. And this will become probably the door opener to get in contact with these people. To have a broad variety like the hawker's trade, to say, okay, you can choose. This is not the way how we think that economics are working or decision-making is working on management level. But on which level brands will appear, it's not very clear. I think the people from economics are hungry to see new kinds of brand types emerging. Yeah, I mean, as I said, LAMP is a certain, or Apache is a certain kind of new type of brand. Yeah, we do not have that in the Coca-Cola world. Yeah, there you have product and brand and company. That's it. Yeah, so we have. I see the opportunity to create new types of brands, maybe more affiliated to certifications, certificates. It's. The IT companies in Germany try to push that solution topic for 15, 20 years now. I mean, you cannot say, I have everything and you have to decide. You have to come in with solutions or with products. Products is very difficult because you have to establish a product brand to come with solutions which really match to the requirements of the CEO. I mean, that's a traditional way how to do it. Yeah. The other thing is to think about coming in under the radar screen, because the people who know how to deal with PHP and MySQL will probably, a certain percentage, will come into a decision on decision maker level in the future, in 5 years. And then they will say, okay, it's a new game. I know how to deal with that. And this is something where you have to do both branding and this knowledge nurturing. And probably the second, right now, branding is important, but in the future, knowledge is an important driver for open source problem. Yes? That's a very difficult question. I don't know whether probably it's better to discuss it afterwards, because it's not finished work yet. I mean, the thing is, the PC revolution is mainly done by establishing a bus to say, okay, what's the architecture, and then you can plug in. This is something what you can see in Apache right now, where they also have similar logics. Yeah, they have certain kind of architectures which are more plug and play. Yeah, and there you can see correlations, but I must admit that this is work in progress. We do not have results on this topic right now, further indications. Maybe afterwards we can have a discussion about that. Sorry.